KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. We begin in Mendocino County, where just 1 month ago, wildfires burned through hundreds of homes, killing 9 people. In the weeks since, residents have been asking officials how this disaster happened. KQED's Suki Lewis reports the county sheriff is defending its emergency response.
Early morning dispatch calls between fire response teams and law enforcement in Mendocino reveal an emergency response system stretched thin.
They're saying that there's multiple involved structures on Tonkai, in Fisher Lake area, and they're attempting to do evacs up there, but it's pretty bad.
Dispatchers were swamped with 911 calls, reports of downed trees, live power lines, and firefighters who are just trying to figure out where the fire was and how large it was. But some critics of the county's emergency response have said it could have been better prepared to deal with the disaster, and that earlier calls to evacuate could have saved lives. In response, Sheriff Tom Ullman detailed unprecedented weather conditions that took down cell towers, and this made it hard for personnel and residents to communicate.
So there are lessons to be learned here, and we are looking at that. We're looking at this with a do not repeat this situation.
Ullman said one of the things his department is looking at is making it easier for sergeants and the fire department to immediately send out reverse 911 calls. CAL FIRE is still investigating the cause of the fires. For the California Report, I'm Suki Lewis.
Now, after these wildfires in Mendocino, Ukiah High School postponed homecoming for 3 weeks to give the town some time to recover. Then, the night before the rescheduled events were about to start, high school junior Cressa Shepherd died in the hospital. Her younger brother Kai died in the fire as well. As reporter April Domboski explains, this meant students were mourning and celebrating at the same time.
Students packed the bleachers in the gym for this homecoming rally, one of several throughout the week. The juniors were wearing all shades of pink, their class color. Hanging on the wall above them, huge gold balloons shimmered in the fluorescent light. They spelled out Cressa and Kai. For one of Cressa's friends, Sasha Wilkins, the whole scene was just weird.
It was kind of just like, wow, like, how can you be happy right now?
The class period right before, Sasha had been to a grief circle for Cressa's friends and classmates.
It was weird being in a group of everyone so having such strong emotions of being like sad and down, and then going to another group of people who's so excited and so happy.
Before Ukiah High, Cressa went to a Waldorf school. From fourth grade through eighth, she was in the same class with the same 23 kids. The school counselors gathered them and the class below hers to talk and share memories of Cressa.
She was really good at giving advice.
Sasha remembered feeling nervous last year about becoming a sophomore. She was confiding in her friends about it when Cressa walked by.
She overheard that and came up to me later, and we just sat down and talked about it, and she comforted me. It was a wonderful moment.
Cressa's teachers embodied the mixed emotions of the week. Some have cried openly in front of their classrooms while dressed up in purple and gold for homecoming. Across the board, they remember Cressa as a star student with a 4.0 GPA.
She's like the rock in the classroom.
She was definitely the peacemaker.
She was clearly a natural born artist.
Megan Davis was Cressa's English teacher.
You could always rely on her.
Her history teacher, Liz Johnson.
She had a lot of compassion for multiple points of view.
And her art teacher, Rose Easterbrook.
She wanted to be an illustrator someday, and she truly could have done that.
Cressa was working on a series of drawings of a young girl with blonde hair frolicking in a meadow.
And you can see it's really innocent and sweet.
For her photography class, Cressa took a picture of her cousin picking flowers and photoshopped fairy wings into it. Her teachers say her work often portrayed a calm world removed from madness and conflict.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars?
It's the kind of scene the school tried to recreate the night of the homecoming game.
This evening we pay tribute to the lives of Ukiah High School junior, Cressa Shepherd, and her brother, Kai Logan Shepherd.
Before the marching band came on, before the football players took the field, before screaming erupted in the stands, more than 1,000 people stood up and went completely quiet. For the California Report, I'm April Dymbosky in Ukiah.
Support for the California Report comes from Barracuda Networks. Security, data protection, and application delivery solutions for physical networks and public cloud services. Learn more at barracuda.com/products. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
Journalism often measures wins in big scoops, blockbuster exposés, tough interviews, and don't get me wrong, as a journalist, I want all of that. But we should also recognize the win of having a brilliant and empathetic journalist serve the state steadily for more than 50 years. By any reasonable standard, Warren Olney has been a huge win for the Southland and the state of California as a whole. We celebrate him and the tremendous work he has done for KCRW on this, his last day on air as host of To The Point. Warren has shown you that you can be tough and probing and smart and fierce and kind all at the same time. Now, I'm tempted to say that California is better off for him. Public radio is stronger because of his contributions. But I'm not going to, because I can picture him cringing at my editorializations. So, let's stick to the facts. Warren has worked in print, TV, and for the past 25 years, in radio at KCRW. He has witnessed and reported key events in California's history, from Ronald Reagan's election to governor, to the Rodney King uprising, to the Harvey Weinstein scandal. And at the end of every show, he calls his guests and thanks them for coming on, personally. As I said, there are many ways to measure wins, and let's be very clear, Warren only got his scoops and he got his tough interviews, but his brilliance has been in the steadfast leadership that he's shown for the past quarter century. We wish you well. And that's the California Report for Friday, November 10th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Danny Bringer, Katie McMurrin, and Seal Muller. I'm John Sepulvedo. Have a great weekend.